Dan Costa America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is the 17th of April, 2007. And, of course, we open our conversations this morning as far as news summaries by talking just a little bit about this terrible situation that we're all, I am sure, aware of by this point in time, and that is what happened at Virginia Tech yesterday. If you go through corporate media, you're going to see all the predictable slants on this story. CNN.com, by the way, has a poll. Do you believe gun control laws are an effective way to curb violence? That's what CNN.com has today as a quick vote poll. Interestingly enough, 56% of those who responded said no. And yet there's another take on this as well, and that is something that occurs today at LouRockwell.com. A couple of items there that we'll be taking a look at after the first break this morning. The first entitled Gun Laws Cause Crime by Matthew Clark. And if you read through that account, I think you will agree that to the extent that we have a serious problem in this country, it comes down to a couple of things. One, we have a circumstance where I think our society is a more degenerate one than it has ever been. And the very people who have been responsible for facilitating that sort of degeneracy are basically the ones who then call for gun control when that cultural and spiritual degeneracy results in some of the predictable acts of violence that we have seen around the country in recent years. And it's a cultural problem, isn't it? It's a spiritual problem. Have a society where you have the kinds of things tolerated that are routinely tolerated in ours, and order is going to break down. Serious societal is going to break down. And when it does, people are going to point to the existence of the guns as indicative of the source of the problem, when in fact it isn't. Not at all. The source of the problem is the ongoing movement, it seems to me, away from God, away from a solid family structure, away from a doctrine of individual responsibility for one's actions, and accountability for those who break certain laws of God and certain laws of a just society that presumably reflect what we see as the older Christian culture that once was pervasive in America. Gun laws cause crime, according to Matthew Clark today at LouRockwell.com. That's absolutely essential that we take a look at that one this morning. Paul Craig Roberts has a piece entitled, Ban People, They Kill. And that's also to be found at LouRockwell.com. I had forgotten or was not aware of the fact that Paul Craig Roberts did some teaching at one time at Virginia Tech, so he has a very, very interesting take on this entire situation. American Free Press reporter Mark Anderson is going to be my guest today at right around 8:30 in the morning Central Time. Mark Anderson is a relatively new acquisition for American Free Press. I have been very impressed with the articles that he has written thus far for that news publication. I'm sure that Mark will be adding to his repertoire in the days ahead, and we need to be watching the career of this very fine young man who has a lot of things to say on the real issues of the day as they pertain both to you and to me. And one of the things that we're going to be chatting about with him today, among many items, is this whole business of a North American union. He has, for example, an article with the American Free Press entitled April 9th, entitled 14 States Act to Stop American Union. This is a very, very critical story, and we're going to get at the bottom of that, among many other things, with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press when he comes on in about an hour and a half from now. That'll be right around 8:30 Central Time. This is Mark Ankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
I found this company online, and they had this really variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbal oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. American Free Press reporter Mark Anderson will join me around 8:30 this morning Central Time to talk about some of the key issues he's been writing about for AFP. Mark's relatively new acquisition for the paper, and I think a very fine one on the basis of what I have read thus far coming from his pen. That'll be Mark Anderson at right around 8:30 this morning Central Time. Well, folks, it's all very predictable, but in the wake of this Virginia Tech tragedy, we are hearing familiar voices once again raising the whole issue of gun control in this country. If you turn to CNN.com today and start reading the lion's share of the coverage regarding this Virginia Tech incident, there's a couple of things that will become obvious. One is that if you look at the CNN lead story on this subject, at one juncture, there is a report about a .22 caliber pistol and a 9mm handgun. And at one juncture, there is a link which is entitled, "See how fast these guns fire and reload." I think you can see the implications of that. We are getting back to this whole gun control issue again, aren't we? Where supposedly the issue is the guns, and people who know nothing of firearms are once again bringing idiocies into corporate media in regard to these weapons. Is the point. The first point is that we have been engaged in a massive suicide in terms of our spiritual and cultural values in the United States for a very, very long period of time. Remove any sense of sanctity where it comes to a divine creator. Remove any sense of commitment to the family. Bring in an educational structure. And a structure as far as our society generally is concerned that wants to debunk God, that wants to debunk the significance of the family, and that wants to encourage us to be involved in all forms of sexual promiscuity and drugs and other actions that involve irresponsibility. And you're going to see the long-term effects of that over time, and we certainly have. And I think it's apparent that the Virginia Tech situation is just but one more example of something that has gone dreadfully wrong in this country in recent decades, and we should not be surprised if a media culture which encourages godlessness, which encourages perversion, which wants to see the sanctity of the family destroyed, and which promotes ongoingly sick forms of violence through movies and through rap music and so forth, and so, that the end game is going to be the sort of thing that we have seen in recent years in this country. You know, when I'm going back in the history of the United States, not all that long ago, you could look at the 1950s and see what a proliferation we had at that time of guns in our country in regard to people who owned them, and yet you weren't hearing about things like this. Nothing like what we have seen in recent days, in recent months, in recent decades. Why? Because our society has cancer, and people who focus upon the guns just don't get it. Matter of fact, Matthew Clark has a piece to this effect today. Paul Craig Roberts also has one. Both of those are at lewrockwell.com. And I think we'll interject a little bit of sanity into this whole circumstance. I wanted to take a look a little bit at the Clark piece entitled Gun Laws Cause Crime. Matthew goes on to tell us that today, meaning yesterday, he received half a dozen frenzied calls, all from people quite panicked and stricken with fear, and all of whom shared one thing in common. They know my nephew, Matthew Clark's nephew, is a sophomore at Virginia Tech, or VPI, as those of us who grew up in Virginia still call it. Early this morning, a man with a gun opened fire and killed upwards of 30 innocent people, apparently at random, at the Tech campus. Before the local police killed the shooter, he managed to spread terror in two different dorms in the engineering building, the latter for which Tech is famous. When I first heard the news from my father in South Carolina, I was not alarmed. Not as alarmed as I was when another shooting incident happened at Tech, when a convict escaped and killed a man on campus back in September, which incidentally happened to be the first day of school. The whole thing at the time was seen an anomaly. Surely this time around, I thought to myself, as I was being given the news that yet another gunman was loose on the Tech campus, students will have armed themselves after such a diabolical incident at the beginning of the fall semester of 06. I made the irrational assumption that the students who hunt would either bring their hunting guns to campus after Christmas break, winter break, and keep them on hand and ready, prepared for the dim chance that another shooting incident would happen at the beautiful Tech campus. Some other folks, I assumed, would head on down to the local gun shop, either at home or in Blacksburg, and buy themselves a .30-06, a .30-30, or maybe a Remington 1100, and keep it stashed somewhere in their dorm with the improbable prospect that another shooter would rampage Virginia Tech. But the casualties continued to mount throughout the morning. Here in my office in New York, I kept checking in with the CNN website. I managed to see some footage at the bank where CNN was on. New York News Radio reported live from the scene. But it got worse. Students kept getting killed. When is this horror going to end? Why is nobody on campus taking charge of this and dropping this madman with a shot? Where are the hunters, and why aren't they taking this idiot out? Where are the regular Americans who were brought up with guns, the great-grandsons of Confederate veterans who rose up out of the Virginia clay like their grandparents and enrolled at Tech? Why aren't they shooting at this guy? When I was in college further south and 20 years earlier than my nephew, we all had guns in the dorm and later our house campus. I recall an incident one night during my junior year when my friends and I were drinking beer and cleaning our guns, and as college students who have been drinking beer are prone to do, we ordered pizza. The delivery man came and was shocked at the horrible scene laid out before his apparently Yankee eyes. Several men in their early 20s cleaning guns, drinking beer, talking politics, and generally having one H of a good time. So imagine our own shock when half an hour later a local policeman knocked on the door and said it was his duty to investigate a report of guns and alcohol in the dorms. The incident, quote-unquote, ended with the policeman giving us duck hunting and shooting tips on the local river and inspecting the quality of our cleaning jobs and the various guns. Incidentally, one was an AR-15, the civilian version of the M-60, and is not and never will be used for hunting. During the morning, I went to the BBC website, which cataloged the incidents of guns in American schools. The presentation seemed smug. The detail went all the way back to 1997 and ended with this thing's tragedy. Perhaps the British need to take a look at the current and ever-changing gun laws in this country and ask themselves, why do so many shootings seem to take place in our schools? Why have there been 18 separate incidents of people with guns killing innocents in schools since 1997? Answer lies in the gun laws themselves. Schools are one of the best places to commit murder with a gun because guns are not allowed in schools. Criminals with the intention of killing in a school know they will be unmolested until the police are called and the criminal eventually shot. This allows ample time to invoke tragedy on countless families, as the horrific evidence this morning in Blacksburg. And yes, my nephew is okay. I talked to him after lunch. He was driving back stunned to North Carolina without his gun. His 12-gauge is still at his parents' house because current school rules prohibit students from bringing guns to campus. That comes up to us today from Matthew Clark and LouRockwell.com. He's a native of Virginia. He's an avid marathon runner and duck hunter. He's currently a businessman in Manhattan. Folks, that base says it all to me. And the folks out there who want to see cultural degeneracy in this country, who think that a country of sexual perversion and abortion and media-perpetrated violence is a great thing, suddenly get very moralistic when the ramifications of the culture that they have created began to be visited upon the rest of us. And these are the same folks who want to see you and me disarmed, as Matthew Clark points out today, disarmed so that we too can have our protection, so-called, only in the hands of the state, and find ourselves in a situation where when these kinds of incidents occur, as they will most assuredly occur in the context of a society as sick as this one, that we will be unable to defend ourselves. What is wrong with these folks? Matthew Clark, I think, points to one of the situations that we need to underscore today, and that is that gun laws don't keep crime from happening. Gun laws cause crime, folks. And again, the amount of time that this gunman was able to operate yesterday at Virginia Tech is proof positive of that. And it's very sad, isn't it, that this is an institution that is in the heart of what was the old American South. Can you imagine in a previous generation of Southerners something like this being allowed to go on for hours and hours? They would have put holes in this guy to basically create a piece of Swiss cheese. And this is what Matthew Clark underscores today. And it's an indication that we have liberals to thank in this country, I think, for the cultural and spiritual declination that has occurred in our country. We have liberals to thank for those who essentially want to ensure that you and I have no right to defend ourselves from criminal predators. And yet there is a message of hope involved in all of this today, too. CNN.com brings up again in its current poll question on that page the whole issue of gun control. And yet 56% of the respondents thus far say that these laws designed to disarm you and me are not working and are not the answer. That's pretty encouraging news when we consider that poll is being found in corporate media this morning. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocu.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Doc help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at CoreDocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. Gus's America in Prophecy, The Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, The New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. If not, you're off the grid. We have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. So visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined at right around 8:30 this morning Central Time by Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. Mark is a relatively new acquisition for the newspaper. He writes some great stuff, including a piece in the April 9th American Free Press dealing with 14 states that are acting to stop the American Union, North American Union. We will be taking a look at that story with Mark, along with a lot of other things, when we chat for about an hour and a half with him today. And that will begin at right around 8:30 in the morning Central Time. Again, in the wake of this Virginia Tech tragedy, Paul Craig Roberts interjects some real wisdom today at lourockwell.com. Ban people, they kill. Dr. Roberts says that the tragic murders of Virginia Tech students, apparently by an insane person, will prompt new attempts to ban private ownership of guns. Once guns are banned, crime will explode. House and vulnerable members of society will lose the ability to defend, which will invite more intrusions and attacks. Knife crimes will rise, as they have in Great Britain. Gun prohibition will create a new industry for criminals, gun running and black market sales. Police will conduct stings by posing as black market gun dealers and entrap innocent citizens driven by fear and threat to secure means of personal protection. A large industry of family businesses dedicated to meeting the needs of shooters who would never shoot at anything but a paper or clay target will be wiped out. Gun clubs will close their doors. Collectors of valuable Winchesters and Colts, beautiful pieces of Americana, will have to give them up or be at risk of prison sentences. Gun banners might be surprised at the number of Americans who buy parts and repairs for firearms that have been out of production for 70 or 80 years. Other businesses provide components from which dedicated hobbyists fashion ammunition that is no longer commercially produced. Marksmanship is an Olympic sport. A large number of marksmanship events are hosted all over the country, with the national championships at Camp Perry being the best known. I have been a member of gun clubs for decades, and no member has ever shot anyone accidentally or intentionally. For an older person, marksmanship is one of the few outdoor convivial pursuits, and the challenge of mind-eye-hand coordination and windage calculation is rewarding. Guns have been around for a long time, but these crazy shootings are a new development that point to a failure of culture to produce people with a sense of responsibility and self-control. When I was a kid, a youngster could walk into a local store and buy a gun. There were no restrictions. If a kid was so young that he couldn't see over the counter, the store owner might call a parent for approval. We all had guns, and we never shot ourselves or anyone else. One of my grandmothers thought nothing of me and my friends playing with the World War II weapons my uncle had brought back. My other grandmother never batted an eye when I collected my grandfather's shotgun from behind the door and went off to match wits with the crows that ripped pecan trees or the poisonous cottonmouth snakes that could be found along the creek that ran through the farm. My grandmother never worried about me until I got a horse, a more dangerous object in her view than a gun. We also all had knives, which we carried in our pockets to school every day. We never stabbed anyone and very seldom cut our own fingers. We often had fights, more often wrestling each other to the ground than fist fights. No one ever thought pulling a knife or a gun on his antagonist. Parents and teachers did not exactly approve of fights, but they considered them natural. We were not arrested, handcuffed, and fingerprinted for being in a fight. Except for war films, movie violence was rare. I still remember the shock we all experienced when the hero in a cowboy movie actually shot and killed the outlaw. Until that film, the hero would shoot the gun out of the outlaw's hand, knock him out with a punch to the jaw, and deliver him rope back to the sheriff. I began my teaching career at Virginia Tech when the institution still had its cadets. Students marched in uniforms with powerful military weapons that, as far as I can remember, still had firing pins. No one ever loaded a rifle and shot someone. Indeed, as a high school in Georgia Tech student, we had to take ROTC. We knew how to field strip an M1 30-06 rifle and could have procured surplus Army ammunition with ease. But no one was ever irresponsible enough to load one of the weapons. When we had marksmanship practice, it was at a firing range. The change is in the behavior of people, not the presence of guns. Guns does not address the cause of gratuitous violence. We need to find the cause of the sickness in our society that produces people who deal with their problems by murdering others. England has discovered the truth of the NRA's motto, quote, "When guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns," unquote. The gun ban has only disarmed the honest citizens. Drugs are banned, but they are available almost everywhere, as was alcohol during Prohibition. If a deranged person can't obtain a black market gun, he will make a bomb. Indeed, the Iraq War has greatly stimulated interest in and knowledge of bomb making. The longer the senseless occupation of Iraq continues, the more likely that Americans, like residents of Baghdad, will awaken each day to the news of 100 dead and 100 injured. Gun rights are constitutionally protected because the Founding Fathers did not trust even the limited and constrained government that they created. To infringe this constitutional right makes it easier to infringe others. We'll continue by finishing with Paul Craig Roberts' article for LouRockwell.com today when we come back. That piece by Doc Roberts is entitled, "Ban People, They Kill." This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Anderson of AFP will join us at right around 8:30 Central. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cardivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cardivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cardivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the disease. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cardivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cardivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled us to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Anderson of the American Free Press will join us at right around 8:30 this morning Central Time to talk about all of the issues of the day that Mark covers for AFP, including this whole business of a North American Union. If you are an AFP subscriber and turn to the April 9th newspaper, you will see Mark's piece titled 14 States Act to Stop the North American Union. That is an interesting story, a fascinating story, an essential story. As we continue to fight globalization, continue to fight the advocates of world government, who continue to get more powerful by the day. And if you didn't like NAFTA, didn't like GATT, and didn't like the World Trade Organization, and can't stand Wolfowitz's World Bank and the Import-Export Bank and all of the other entities of world government, you're not going to like the North American Union either. And once again, on that subject, we see incrementalism working as the forces of globalism continue piece by piece to take away your freedoms and mine. Paul Craig Robertson this morning is talking about guns. Ban people, they kill. Find that at lewrockwell.com. If you find yourself dealing with hysteric advocates of gun control laws today, show them this article. It's certainly a very, very excellent one. Dr. Roberts makes the point of saying that gun rights are constitutionally protected, continuing with his text now, because the founding fathers did not trust even the limited and constrained government that they created. To infringe this constitutional right makes it easier to infringe others. Certainly the Bush administration has shown no reluctance to infringe such foundations of our political and legal existence as habeas corpus, and the requirement that warrants be obtained before privacy is invaded. If we lose the Constitution, we've lost our country. Responsibility goes with accountability. Government, like people, becomes less responsible as accountability declines. Indeed, it is impossible to have irresponsible people and responsible government, as the government is staffed by people. In my day, parents and teachers had authority. Today, teachers have no authority, which is why they have to call the police to control the kids. Child Protective Service has stripped parents of authority. Children are taught at school to call CPS if they are spanked by parents. Apparently, teachers cannot recognize the decline of their own authority and the decline of parental authority. I remember when a misbehaving kid picked up by the police was turned over to his parents. Today, the kids are taken to jail. Humans are fallible and will fail in their responsibilities to others and do bad things. However, today they fail more often than in the past. The cause is not guns. That's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts today at LouRockwell.com, giving us some real wisdom on that very, very obvious point. Obvious to you, of course, who listen to RBN and read American Free Press. Obvious to me. Not so obvious to the comatose people who believe what the collectivist news media tells them. And fascinatingly, and we now, of course, have a Democrat majority in the Congress. This is the one issue where I see a cause for concern that we have that many Democrats in the Congress, because predictably we will see an ongoing blizzard of control legislation being brought to that body. Keep watching for this in both the House and the Senate. We need to oppose this with every H.R. 1022. Thank you. H.R. 1022 is the one to zero in on. Watch for progress when it comes to that bill, H.R. 1022. And if you want to research that bill, you can do so directly online at thomas.loc.gov. That's Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, .loc, which stands Library of Congress.gov. You can track any bill online through that service of the Library of Congress, which gets you directly into the congressional record. And when it comes to H.R. 1022, you can find out what its wording is. You can find out who the sponsors are. You can find out what the status is as it relates to the various committees that are involved with this legislation. And keep an eye on it, folks, because the forces who want to create a complete subservience to the central state are going to hammer and hammer and hammer on this gun control issue. And just keep in mind that when it comes to the ongoing forces that are driving us toward world government, this is clearly on their agenda to disarm you and me, where we will then be completely defenseless at the hands of those who want to control this globe, who want to control its economy, who want to control the distribution of food, who want to control and to destroy individual property rights, who want to destroy your opportunity to protect yourself. They want to destroy the sanctity of the family. They want to destroy parental authority, because in their minds, we need to be controlled and run by a central state, which is bad enough when we used to see it as the Leviathan federal government of the U.S. That's still a very, very disturbing trend. But now the forces of globalization have entered the picture, and the folks who want to see world government imposed on you and me will be the drums for the disarming of the American population and the destroying of the Second Amendment. You can just bet on it. Watch the UN in this regard, too. They, from time to time, have talked about imposing their version of gun control on this country through taxing weapons and so forth and so on. That leads to another connection, doesn't it? How long are we going to participate in these globalist institutions? Certainly the Wolfowitz corruption at the World Bank is suggestive of a much larger cancer. We've been dealing with this UN thing since the end of World War II. It's time that we take the tree back. It's time that we get rid of the United Nations, that we get out of the World Bank, that we get out of all of the institutions of the New World Order, and boot these people out of this country. That's my position on it. I can't say it any more clearly than that. We have been surrendering our fundamental freedoms one by one by one. And, of course, this gun control thing is going to be very, very key on the part of those who take away your rights and mine. By the way, as we talk today about Republic Broadcasting Network, I have been asked to mention once again that the truckers' truck out boycott is coming up in all 48 continental states. All 48, in the continental United States, state legislature, Capitol buildings will be circled and shut down, bumper to bumper, three trucks wide, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon. Listener, go to republicbroadcasting.org for more information. I mention that because it dovetails perfectly with peace today that you can find at WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily, on the one hand, unfortunately, has some real strong neocon tendencies. Joseph Farah, who is the editor of WorldNet Daily, is very strongly pro-Zionist and pro-Israel, and that's a real shame in my view. But nonetheless, WorldNet Daily does print things that I do agree with and that are fully consonant with what we would say is the right perspective on the issue, both at RBN as well as at the American Free Press. So if you go to worldnetdaily.com, you will see this story today entitled, Angry Truckers to Encircle D.C. with Blockade, Protesting Administration Plan to Allow Mexican Long Haulers on U.S. Roads. That is a piece from Jerome Corsi. American truckers plan to circle the White House and state capitals in a rolling blockade to protest a federal government plan to allow Mexican long-haul rigs to operate throughout the U.S. Drivers who participate in Truck Out also are being asked to run their rigs at the minimum speed permitted by law. The protest is scheduled for April 23, 24, and 25 to coordinate with the Hold Their Feet to the Fire rally and radio talk show marathon in Washington planned by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Quote, American truckers are going to have their jobs undercut or vanish into the hands of Mexican truck drivers as this Department of Transportation pilot project gains permanency, said Frosty Wooldridge, a writer and talk show host who drove 18-wheelers for two decades. Wooldridge first called for the Truck Out protest in a column at the end of March, asking truckers in the border states of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California to participate. The idea expanded to a national boycott when Wanda Piatti, a California independent business owner, joined Wooldridge in planning Truck Out. Quote, every American truck driver's job is at risk, Wooldridge said. American drivers are going to see their wages undermined or they will lose their jobs altogether to Mexican drivers and Mexican trucking companies, unquote. As WorldNet Daily reported, despite congressional opposition, the Bush administration, folks, the Bush administration expects to begin within weeks a pilot test that will allow Mexican trucks to operate freely across the United States. A spokesman for the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, Ian Grossman, told Daily the agency plans to grant the first authority as early as the end of this month. WND previously reported an amendment introduced by Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, in the U.S. Senate. This amendment is in the fiscal year 2007 Supplemental Appropriations Bill and is designed to block the pilot test until the Mexican government authorizes U.S. trucking companies to operate in Mexico. Wooldridge told WorldNet Daily he expects Mexican truck drivers to haul loads for considerably less than half the cost of U.S. truck drivers. Jobs will vanish for American truckers, he contended. The independents are going to be run right out of the business. Working together, and Wooldridge have created a website, SaveAmericaFund.org, as the home of the boycott. The reaction we are getting to Truck Out has been overwhelmingly successful, Piety told WorldNet Daily. We have thousands of truckers contacting us saying they will participate. The plan calls for drivers to form a slow-moving line across major highways outlying Washington, D.C., and the state capitals of the lower 48 states. We want to circle the White House and the state capitals in a slow-rolling boycott, he explained. As long as we keep moving, the trucks won't be ticketed. The truckers plan to drive the slowest minimum speed allowed by the law, running bumper to bumper and side by side across the highways to block up and jam up traffic. Piety said the goal is to back up traffic behind the protest as far back as we can back up. There's no law against anything we're doing, she said, even on the freeways for trucks to go all the way across the freeway and back traffic. There's no law that says that's illegal. If police come and break up the protest, the truckers will, quote, just come down the road a ways and start up the protest once again, unquote. Quote, we just want to continually have a cohesive flow of truckers boycotting going on all across the nation. Wherever we can get it to happen, Piety explained, we want to let as many people know as possible. Piety told WorldNet Daily she sees the Department of Transportation's Mexican truck pilot test as part of a broader Bush administration plan to open the border. Quote, there's a problem in this country, and it revolves around George Bush's plans with Mexico, she said. The plan to allow Mexican trucks into the U.S. is part of the North America Free Trade Agreement, and we are opposed to that plan, just like we are opposed to NAFTA. Todd Spencer, the executive president of the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, the OOIDA, told WND that his group shares in the outrage that is being felt by the folks who are organizing and participating in the truck out. While OOIDA is not sponsoring or endorsing the protest, Spencer said the group is, quote, encouraging our members to fully exercise their rights and responsibilities as American citizens to work within the system and convey their indignation to their elected officials. It is simply outrageous that our government plans to allow Mexican trucks full rein of U.S. highways before all economic and homeland security concerns are completely and appropriately addressed, he said. A Teamsters union spokesman told WorldNet Daily the union was aware of truck out but not involved. Quote, the union is concentrating on using its political clout to block the pilot program through the legislative process, Gail Monroe told WorldNet Daily. Representative Duncan Hunter, Republican of California, whose NAFTA Trucking Safety Act is now working its way through House committees, commented to WND on the truck-out boycott. Quote, the growing opposition to the pilot program and the overall effort to grant cross-border truckers immediate and direct access to the United States should not be ignored, he said. People have a right to be concerned with the Mexican truck pilot program, especially when it could potentially compromise their safety and our nation's security, unquote. Duncan Hunter stressed the reasons he has introduced the NAFTA Trucking Safety Act, noting it's, quote, important that the implementing authority listen to and thoroughly address these concerns before moving forward with the program, unquote. Wooldridge was a math science teacher in Denver in the 1970s when he decided to supplement his salary by driving trucks in the summer. For 21 summers, he was a long-haul driver for United Van Lines. For the last 3 years of his trucking career, Wooldridge was the head trainer and safety officer for Johnston Storage and Moving in Denver, a United Van Lines agency. Wooldridge drove 18-wheel long-haul rigs in all 48 states of the lower U.S. and in Canada. He ran 48- and 53-foot freight boxes with extensive experience on the interstate highways. Today, Frosty Wooldridge is a professional writer who specializes in nonfiction adventure books. He writes two columns a week on the Internet and hosts a radio show on the Republic Broadcasting Network twice a week. Piety owns a private business in Los Angeles. She declined to name it because of her concern local pro-immigration groups would harass her in response to organizing truck out. Folks, again, keep an eye on this. WorldNet Daily, of course, has been saying some good things. And one of the good things that they have been talking about ongoingly is this: the whole danger of a North American union. And again, this is just an extension of globalism, just an extension of the drive toward world government, where the events of the last 15 years that have produced NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization and most favored trading status for communist China are all a part of this package. Now we're talking about what these packages are going to do to the American trucker. And again, for more information on this, you can turn to what WorldNet Daily has said on the subject, Jerome Corsi posted there on April 14th, or you can go directly to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, for information on the truckers' truck-out boycott, where in all 48 continental U.S. states, legislature capitol buildings will be circled and shut down. The White House will also see the evidence of the presence of these folks that is coming. This will be bumper-to-bumper, three trucks wide, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon. Again, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org for more information and distribute this information. I can't emphasize how important this is. You know, sometimes we think we have no power, but when we look at something like this, we need to put this information into the hands of as many family members and friends as we can and keep the central role of George Bush involved in focus in all of this. He's a globalist, folks. He's not a nationalist. We need to hold him accountable. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your frills, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Sole Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest action. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved one that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Anderson of the American Free Press will join us at right around 8:30 this morning, Central Time. Mark will come on for about an hour and a half, chatting about key issues of the day, up to and including this whole business of a North American Union. On April 9th in the American Free Press, Mark had a piece entitled 14 States Act to Stop the North American Union. That's just one of the items that will be chatting with him about, again, right around 8:30 this morning, Central Time. There are some additional stories that are worth our time today. Pat Buchanan has a piece entitled Wolfie's Piggy Bank. You can find it at antiwar.com. And there are a couple of other things that should be underscored today. One is something that appears in a publication called thepeoplesvoice.org, and it pertains to Israeli nuclear a dissident and political dissident, Mordecai Vanunu, and the piece is entitled The Ongoing Trials of Mordecai Vanunu. We're likely to be interrupted in the next minute or so by a commercial break, so I will say more about that after the next hour's break. But suffice it to say that this is an important story. It was penned by Eileen Fleming. It was posted Breaking All the Rules News last night. Again, it's entitled The Ongoing Trials of Mordecai Vanunu, and the way in which the Israeli government is trying to do whatever it can to shut his mouth and to deny him any personal freedom. Why? Well, it's something that the story will go into, and I'll go into it when we take a look at that here in a couple of minutes. The Jewish Forward, by the way, the Jewish Daily Forward has something entitled secret briefing by Zinni, seen as the key in the AIPAC duo trial. New details are emerging about a secret 2003 briefing that could play a key role in the defense of two pro-Israel advocates charged with passing classified information. That is Steve Rosen, then the policy director of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and of course he has also a partner in crime in that whole business, whose name I believe is Weissman. I'm trying to remember what this gentleman's name was. See, the second person who was charged, but in this particular instance, this article deals primarily with the whole business of Mr. Rosen, Steve Rosen, then the policy director of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Suffice it to say that Rosen and his compatriot are significantly involved in what quite clearly has been an espionage operation against the United States. And that's the bottom line on this. And the dual loyalty folks want to do whatever they can to see that these guys get off, including keeping ongoing news about this story out of American news media. This is Mark Ancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.